I call this meeting on the Committee of Government Operations in order and the PCR on October 27th at 4:35 p.m. Moving on to agenda item two. Moving on to agenda item two, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. This agenda was posted three full days before 9 a.m. And it is on the Nevada ASUN website. I will pull it up right now. Committee on Government Operations, here it is, everyone.
Yay!
Now, we're going to go back. Moving on to agenda item number three, roll call. The vice chair will take the roll.
Perfect. Chair Bolander?
Present.
Vice Chair Moss? Present. Senator Saporito?
Present.
Senator DeBarger?
Present.
Senator Lawson?
Present.
Senator Issa?
Present on Zoom.
Senator Villa?
Present.
A quorum is present.
Ooh, we got a full meeting.
Yay!
All right, moving on to agenda item number four, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? I know we have someone on Zoom, Mayra. Mayra would like to make a public comment.
Just joining. I'm a UNR Orbis student, and so I'm just joining in as regulatory hours. So that's it.
Okay, no, right on. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Now, moving on to agenda item number five, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to be approved at this time. Moving on to agenda item number six, audio or minutes missing for previous meetings of this body that do not meet the 30-day posting of Nevada open meeting law. None of those. So moving on to agenda item seven, old business. No old business at this time. Moving on to agenda item eight, new business. We're going to be discussing SB 93, a binding resolution edition of the Office of Digital Learning Liaison to the Committee on Academic and Student Affairs. And we have the authors both present. Would either of the authors like to start on discussing this piece?
Yeah. Oh.
First.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Issa. Am I good to?
Please.
Okay, so basically, we have heard about a Canvas page, and we've been hearing it for multiple legislative sessions, and I was thinking, why don't we add a liaison? Basically, it's something that students use literally every single day. And I was on the Committee of Academic and Student Affairs, and knowing the liaison positions within that committee, I feel like it will be doable and it should just be an addition. So yeah, if you guys have any questions, concerns or comments, I would love to hear them.
May I just add on to that as well?
Please. Yes.
Yeah. So, like again with the Canvas page, like this could be a vital first step into revitalizing the existing ASUN Canvas page in the sense that there's currently nothing in the SAS that codifies it, but that's a piece of legislation for another time. The first step to getting that back up is to start that connection with the Office of Digital Learning. And so that's basically the main reason as to why we wrote this piece. But in addition to that, of course, Canvas is a vital Canvas resource for all students, regardless if we're using it for ASUN purposes or not. And so if there are any updates to the way the university wants to use Web Canvas, or if there's anything in which ASUN would like to make any changes to how we use Web Canvas, for example, those are crucial reasons to why we wrote this piece of legislation as well. So, and also in addition to that, once we move on into debate for this piece, I will be making a motion just to rename it so that way it's for that
reference. Yes, I agree.
You're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with no further discussion from the authors, we're going to move into questions for the authors. Any questions? Senator Saporito.
As what this is listed within the rules of the Senate, the ASA already holds the liaison positions for at least 11 different faculties. Do you think adding the 12th one would strain the committee at all?
So we did send this piece to ASA, but also being on ASA for a little bit, I was a part of two liaison positions, and given the positions that are within that committee, it's kind of hard to see them regularly. Like, one of them's the provost. You can't see them every, like, other week, right? I know my liaison position was for undergraduate research, and there's even talks that we might not even have them like on our budget or within ASUN. They're kind of like their own entity. So within the academic and student affairs, they're basically their own entities doing their own things. They're really like well grounded. I don't think adding this on will add too much either. I don't think it will be a super demanding liaison position either. I think it's just a really great point of contact for any senator or any bodies within ASUN. We have a direct contact and we have like continuous contact with that office. So.
Okay, any further questions? Senator DeBarker?
Was there, or has there been, or can you think of anything that would like cause a liaison to need to talk to them? Not just like on a regular basis for a routine meeting, but mm-hmm. for like what types of things would they?
Yeah.
Does that even make sense?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So they can meet with them as far as like maybe adding people or removing people from Canvas courses, maybe like questions or concerns about accessibility within a Canvas module, or let's say a senator is interested in learning more about like Canvas in the first place, right? That liaison could be like a direct contact for them to learn more about establishing a Canvas course or maybe reamping a Canvas course within their given college.
May I add on to that response?
Please.
Yeah, so Senator DeBarger, another thing that establishing this contact can do is, for example, I'm not sure if you have like something for counseling services, but if you log on to Web Campus, there's like a banner at the top that says, hey, counseling services is doing this survey and we'd like you to take it. For example, if someone wants to collect data from the student population for whatever reason it deems necessary, then having that liaison contact to the Office of Digital Learning will allow us to get that up on the student side of the Canvas page as well. For example, I'm working with Faculty Center right now, and they're trying to get a survey up for all students to see how they can reschedule or get students to take Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning classes. And so that's another reason, in the sense that if we want to collect data, we have a means to reach the entire student body through that as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got one, actually. Senator Bolita, for the record. Would this position also be able to grant access to senators who want to address... Oh, wait. You kind of just said that, right? Wait. Did you just say that?
Is it okay? You can ask it again.
College, like how Senator Kitch does with the Honors College. Like, get admin access into Canvas and then send a message through that? Because I know she went... I think she went right to the Honors College
mm-hmm.
and just asked for it, and that gave it to her.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, go.
Are you? Wait, I'm,
no, please, yeah.
I'm okay, done. I didn't know if you were done with your question. Okay, Senator McAndrews, for the record. So with this bill, it's not necessarily guaranteeing that every single senator is going to have a Canvas course or access to a Canvas course. This piece is just bridging the gap between the Digital Learning Office and ASUN. When I met with their office, they said a lot of students are very interested in using Canvas as a platform for sending information, gathering information, and like Senator Kitch does, right? But before we even get to that point, we kind of need to start a foundation and continuous conversation with that office. It's not necessarily going to establish those sites, but it's a good start to build that foundation to do so.
I agree. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing no further questions, we're going to move into debate. Would anyone like to start us on debate? Senator Saperito.
I don't know if this is the time. I think I like this piece. I think it's really good. I was just going to point out very minute edits that we may have to do at work in the secretaries. Like it says, co-sponsored by Senator Edens.
Oh, that's a point of order. That's something the legislative clerks can handle. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
One number information to add on to that. It says SB 93, but it's a binding resolution. So
yeah.
SB add R in there. Is that
maybe? Yeah. A little silly thing on my part. I made a Senator Issa helped me make some edits. But then I uploaded the unedited one, which is really, really silly on my part. Honestly, I wish I brought the like edited piece with me to just make those like those what do you call it?
Clerical.
Yeah, those like clerical things.
It might be on the posting board because Issa sent me the version that, or I guess probably not the correct version because that's the version I put up there.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
Point of information, is that version just clerical things? It's not, okay.
It's like minor, like, commas and, like, highlights, so.
Got it.
Wording and stuff like that, and, like, the main message is all the same. Yeah.
Okay, Senator Issa, please go ahead.
Yeah, just to clarify, most of the errors are clerical, like, for example, with Senator Evans' name being misspelled, that can easily change. But other than that, we just got to make a motion to amend the title, and that's all you really need to do. And so with that being said, I move to amend SB 93, a binding resolution addition of the Office of Digital Learning Liaison to the Committee on Academic and Student Affairs by changing the title to read SBR 93, a binding resolution to add a liaison to the Office of Digital Learning for the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Moss. All now is a voice vote.
He did it through unanimous consent, so you can just ask for dissent, and if there's no dissent, then
any dissent to this motion? Any abstentions? Is that not how that works? Okay. Seeing none, this motion passes. All right. Good job. Any other debate? Senator Moss.
Oh, I was just going to say I'm a big fan of this piece of legislation. I'm always big on using Canvas to get to our students. In my experience, Canvas is the best way to get students to interact with ASUN. In my time as a director of student elections, we utilized Canvas to make voting more accessible in the student government elections, and we had a 15% increase from the year before. So I think this is a fantastic step in the right direction to helping utilize Canvas even more as a resource rather than a hindrance in our communication with our Senate or with our constituents, and I will be voting to favorably recommend this piece at the end of this meeting. So,
all right, Senator Lawson, go ahead.
I think this is a great piece, especially since we have PAC AI coming out, and I'm sure we're going to see more stuff like it. So, having a liaison position for the Office of Digital Learning. It's only going to be able to serve us moving forward, and just gives us another way to access students, which I think is great.
That's a good point. Okay. Any other debate? Points of debate? Senator DeBarge.
Thank you. I also like it, and I think whoever becomes the liaison to this pass will need to be, like, pretty well chosen.
They gotta be on it.
Yeah, because this is like, they gotta have a lot of knowledge, so. But I do like these.
All right. Any other points of discussion? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into a vote to favorably recommend this piece for second reading at the Senate table. So now I make the motion.
Yeah, so you can, point of clarification, you can say, I'm now seeking a motion, and then that'll trigger the so moved, second, and then a vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm now seeking a motion to favorably recommend SBR 93, a binding resolution to add the Office of Digital Learning Liaison to the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Vila. Is there any dissent to this motion?
Oh, ask for a second.
So is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Lawson. Is there any dissent to this motion? Abstentions. Seeing none, this motion passes. All right. Congratulations to Senators McAndrews and Issa. And now we'll go ahead and move on to agenda item 9, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, I'm going to make one real quick. I just want to thank everybody for making it today. This was our first meeting on a Monday at 4:30. So I'm super grateful that we were able to finally do this. I also want to thank our communication students for dropping in and listening to us. This was a good meeting. All right.
Wonderful.
And that's, oh, and I'm going to also be assigning SAS homework for this next portion. We're probably just going to finish it up because 20 through 30 is not a lot. Okay. So, all right. With that, let me get through it. Okay. Moving on to agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn the Committee on Government Operations in room 420 in the Joe Crowley Student Union at 4:50 p.m. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Jason. Thank you. Good job. Congrats.
420. 420. That would be great.
Amazing.
Dude, Henry, you know Paul? Dude, he told me. Yeah, I had Calc 3 with Paul.
The revisions?
Yeah, Paul's cool, dude.
I'm actually going to go. Actually, do you want to come with me to Luis's office to ask if there is a Word document version of it? Because I don't want
to
like make a new one when there is another version of it.
But he never came. I saw him, but I was like, Paul.